Where in the world was Andy Mossack? A roving travel ace. We've got another travel log after 11. However, to get that, I have two clues to track him down to where he actually was. I don't know, so I need your help. Clue number one in 10 minutes, and there'll be another one before the 11 o'clock news with Anna. All right. I need your help badly, because I've, to be honest, this year, and I can say this now because we're in, you know, mid-December, I've got one right, so you've got the rest. Okay. You think you can spot him? You can join the list of the right answers. The Roll of Fame, read out just before 11. Coming up then after 11, this week's visit... Where in the world was Andy Mossack, our roving travel ace? Now, he never tells me where he is or was. What he does is send me a couple of clues. And you have to help me because I'm proper thick. Clue number one. You ready for this? Same numbers for everything, but... This popular port city is the most western capital in Europe. Famous for its steep hills and yellow trams. They call Americanos, modelled on the trolley buses of San Francisco. Major earthquake in 1755, and they rebuilt it to the city we know today. Popular port city, the most western capital in Europe. Steep hills and yellow trams. Now, there is another clue before the news, but the full travel log's coming up after 11. Where is it? I'm thinking it's Spain? Oh, no, not Spain. Oh, no, one of the Spanish islands, maybe. I'm not sure. 81333RUSS, if you can help me out. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? He'll be on a little later. Clue number two for Andy Mossack. Some good business here. Do you know how I feel? Again, it's Russell on your late show. I don't half feel thick. When it comes down to this, here they are, westernmost capital. Your clue was in the basic geography, Russ. It's me going, is it Spain? I'd forgotten about a completely separate nation. What an idiot. Mike the Decorator. I think he's in Lisbon, Russ. Do you know, thinking about it, I think you might be right. Is Andy in Lisbon? Alison in Halifax. Loving the show. That's good. What are you listening to? Is he in Lisbon in Portugal? Colin in Swinton going for Lisbon as well. Rocket and Sue in York going for that. Do you know, you are really good at this. You absolutely are. Sean in Flockton. Hi, Russell. The where in the world answer is Lisbon. A part of Portugal I've not been to yet. I've been to the Algarve. The Portuguese pastéis de nata are delicious, an even better version of our custard tarts. They are. Do you know you can buy them in a certain supermarket, the old Portuguese tarte de nata? Absolutely. They are nice, though, aren't they? Oh, proper good with a strong coffee. Strong coffee in a heat wave. There's no better way of starting a weekend on holiday. Jack in Meltham, thank you for your phone call. 0800 389 3333. Is Andy in Lisbon in Portugal? That's certainly where the weight of the world's going on this. Another celebrity in the chippy next week. Thank you for the help. A lot of people saying it's definitely Lisbon, Russell. Hi to Michael. Thank you, Michael. I knew you'd weigh in. Rob, also to Tom as well. Thank you, Rachel. And also Chris suggesting the answer is Lisbon. Before we get the travel log in about, just under 10 minutes... Here is the second clue. Only 5 people in the world know the recipe of the Pastel de Belém custard tart, which was created in this city and is the country's national dish. Wow. The country's national dish. It's the custard tart. I think you and I, mainly you, are on exactly the right line. 81333RUSS. I'm going to double down on Lisbon. You've got about 5 minutes to convince me otherwise, if you think. 0800 389 3333. Thank you, though, for all of the help as we think in this cold, cold week that we've had. Absolutely bitter and perishing. You just imagine the feel of it in your hands, can't you, as you reach and you grab the passport. And then you dream of the big Toblerone as you run to the check-in desk. Oh, sweet. Putting all your liquids in little bottles. Where in the world was Andy Mossack? Thank you for the help on the clues. I mean, a large number here. All shouting the same answer, really. And I do genuinely, I've said this a couple of times, I'm sorry to repeat, but I genuinely feel a fool sometimes. Why did I not spot it? Hey-ho, we can't be mad or angry at ourselves. Without further ado, good evening, Andy Mossack.
Good evening, Russ. How are you tonight?
I am absolutely tip-top. How the devil are you?
I'm tickety-boo. Thank you very much. Yes. Have you heard the breaking news?
Is this about the increase in the liquids?
Yeah, well, no liquids. In fact, you can keep everything in your bag in a year or so's time, they reckon. No computers out of your bag or liquids out of your bag. Everything stays in.
Do you know why they've done this? I've not heard anybody tell me exactly what's changed, Andy.
They've instructed the airports they've got to buy new equipment. Because they've got new scanners now that can do these things. We don't really need to have to take our shoes off and take the liquids out and stuff. So they're going to put in all the latest scanners, and they can just see all the items everywhere. So you don't need to take anything out anymore. But that's not going to be finished until 2024.
Okay. So, yeah, summertime 2024. I think from reading the news on this. Yeah. Now, let us get to brass tacks tonight. Yes. The first mention of a custard tart, I reckon it's Lisbon.
It is Lisbon. Yes. Yeah. Lovely Lisbon.
A place I've never been to. Like a lot of people, I think. I'm not speaking for everybody, but a lot of people have been to Portugal. Lisbon, maybe less so.
Fabulous. Yeah, well, it's very hilly. It's got these great trams. Fabulous place on the Tagus River. And it's just fantastic, really. And it never fails to impress me when I go there, because it's just one of these things. It's like a mini kind of San Francisco, really. And ironically, they all had this huge earthquake in 1755. And it kind of changed the city to what it is today, because it has lots of very wide squares. And that was as a result of this big earthquake. It just demolished a lot of the buildings, so they built really nice, beautiful squares instead. But it is good, and it's a great place to walk around, in fact. And you can get a Lisbon card from the tourist office there, get free transport everywhere. And that's what I did, because I had a couple of days. This was at the end of this cruise that we did. And it was the last port of call before two sea days back to Southampton. So we had a couple of days to walk around, and I went to this actually great attraction there. It's called Quake, and it reproduces the Great Quake of 1755.
No way.
So it's a scientific thing. It lasts about 2 hours, actually, because it teaches you all the stuff about earthquake and seismic action, and at the end of it, you're in a kind of a reproduction of what life was like at that time. So it's pretty scary, actually, for kids to go in. But that's the kind of latest attraction to go in there. But, yeah, had a great time. And here's a top tip, actually. Mm-hmm. The best tram in Lisbon is the number 28, and it goes all over the city for €1.50. It's a lot cheaper than getting on the hop-on, hop-off bus. And it goes to all the same places. So there you go.
The number 20, what was it? The number?
28.
The number 28 bus.
Tram.
You see, this is why I love talking to you, Andy, because who else is going to turn to me and say, you want to jump on the number 28, mate? That's what you want. Yeah, just get on that. Go all the way to the depot.
Yeah, Circular Lake. It's brilliant. Yeah, lovely.
One more question about Lisbon, I've got to ask. Yeah. Did you indulge in a couple of custard tarts?
Oh, you got to, haven't you? You got to have a coffee and a couple of tarts and you've got to have it at Belem where they started, and because it's a monastery, Belem, and the monks have the secret recipe. So lots of people try and mimic it, but apparently it's the crust. It stays crispy no matter what you do. And all these other ones that try to mimic it, they do the inside, they do the custard bit, but they never get the crust right.
Do you know, I think, though, there's an element of this where the monks are being very, very clever, because when if they say, well, the secret's in the crust, you see, then everybody else is running away looking at the crust, which is not where the secret is. I'm going to put money on the custard being the thing.
You think it's a double bluff?
I think it is. I think they're being very cagey, those monks.
Yeah, probably. Probably worked, though, didn't it?
Let's talk about the. So you mentioned you were on this cruise then. So I mean, Lisbon, what a hell of a place to have your last stop over. So what else did you see?
Well, it was a round trip, really. Southampton, and we stopped off at Madeira, which was lovely, still Portuguese. Tenerife, Gran Canaria, Lanzarote, Cadiz, and two nights in Lisbon. And it's called the Iona, actually. It's a beautiful ship. It's the biggest cruise ship ever to fly the UK flag. And it's the first British cruise ship to be powered by liquefied natural gas. It's enormous. And I've got to say, it was like literally a floating city. But I'll just give you some scale of this thing, because I just keep looking at it and I'm thinking, is really? It's 345 meters long. Now that is pretty much a quarter of a mile. All right.
Whoa.
It carries 5,200 people and 2,600 cabins and 1,800 crew. So it's a lot of people, a lot of cabins, 30 restaurants and bars, 4 swimming pools and 18 whirlpool spas. And there's even a working craft gin distillery on board. And you can see it actually.
So where did you spend most of your time, Andy?
I kept waving at them, but they weren't giving me anything. No, they weren't having it. but I did have a funny story. There's lots of food courts and restaurants all over the ship, you know. And there's a place called the Keys in there, which is a food court. They've got like 3 or 4 different outlets. And they've got one, which is a fish and chip, fresh fish and chips. Okay. And I met a couple there lining up because it's the only place that had a queue. And I lined up and there was Irene and Mick. And they were from York, right? York,
get in
was,
there.
Isn't it? Or nearby, yeah? And they said to me, oh, yeah, we have fish and chips every day. It's great. Every single day they had their fish and chips, right? It was hilarious. It was great.
Well, so when in Rome.
Wave at them. Yeah, well. But, you know, this ship was so big, you rarely saw people more than once. It's a bizarre thing. So
I've never done the whole cruise thing. It's not something I've ever done myself, and I imagine that you have. But then I suppose there are different kinds of cruises. You can go on ones that are, let's just say, the boats are a little more snug than this one sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I get why people like cruising. Okay, I've got lots of friends who swear by cruising. You know, I get it, because it's an opportunity, you know, to visit new countries every day without having to unpack your case. You get a taste of local culture, or, you know, you perhaps it's somewhere where you think, oh yeah, this is nice, we'd like to come back here on our own. You know, you get to see a taste of a place. You can eat when you want, drink when you want, and you get these lovely West End sort of Broadway-esque shows in the theatres and stuff. So, you know, I totally understand why people like cruising. You know, I'm not a cruise lover necessarily, but I totally like it. You know, it's if it's your thing, I could see why these people go. And there's on the ship, you know, there's lots of people who come back again time and time again, and they all know the shortcuts, they all know the little tricks, you know, all the things they've got to do when they first get on, you know, so they could guarantee they get their tables and all that sort of thing.
So did you go and indulge in a live show when you were on the ship? Did you go along? Did you get a dicky bow on? Yeah, did you have dinner on the captain's table?
Well, they don't do that now because of COVID, unfortunately,
No.
which I was very disappointed because I was thought, you know, if anyone's going to get a gig on the captain's table, it's going to be me. But,
Yeah.
you know, did you know who I am, sir? But no, the crew now don't mix at all with anybody, which is a shame, actually. It's taken a bit of the sort of,
The
you know,
glamour, really.
The romance out of it a little bit. But no, they do celebration nights where I actually took the opportunity to do my inner James Bond and stick on a tuxedo and swan around. And it's a special night they do with extra courses for dinner. So you get like five or six course dinners, which you don't do normally. You get like three courses or something like
Oh,
that.
only
So you
three.
only just the three. So we have, you know, you swan around in a nice tux and you feel a bit special. And yeah, it's quite nice. And that's what else I found funny. You ever done a silent disco? You ever seen them?
I have. This is where you put your headphones on in it and you can have a dance.
Yeah. The most hilarious thing. They're all dancing differently because they've got all their own bits that they want. It's just, I could sit there and watch them for hours. It's hilarious. If you get 100 people on the dance floor, all doing different dancing. Very funny. Very funny.
Awesome. So highly recommended
Yeah.
then on your part.
I do, yeah. I think also when you do these excursions as well, I mean, we had a couple with nice ones along the ports. You know, there was one in Madeira. We went whale and dolphin watching, which was lovely, in a fast rib boat, which was terrific. You know, we saw bottlenose dolphins and graceful pilot whales. That was nice. And then in Cadiz, we just took a coach to Jerez in Spain. And saw the Royal Andalusian School of Equestrian Art, you know, dressage, watching these
Whoa.
dancing horses. I mean, that's pretty amazing watching them being trained. You know, these horses are incredible, isn't it? You know, when they sort of dance sideways and then trot. Beautiful, beautiful things. And it's also the home of sherry. So we had a little tasting session of nice Jerez
All
sherry.
those all
So.
those horses swear by that, Sherry.
Yeah, they do, don't they? Hey, that's good. Good stuff. And of course, top of the tree, we had Gary Barlow doing a special show for us,
What, on
which
the
was
ship?
brilliant. He came on the ship. He's an ambassador for P&O Cruising, and he was there for two shows on one night. He joined us at Lisbon. He did two fantastic shows, and the tickets, by the way, were won via an onboard £10 raffle. With all proceeds going to Gary's charities, very nice charities, and he was brilliant. He was a real showman. He played all the hits,
How
got a
lovely.
lady up on the stage, played millions of love songs to her, and fantastic band as well with him. So he really went
Brilliant.
through it. Did an hour, brilliant. It was good. Yeah,
Excellent stuff.
it was
So,
great.
Gary Barlow, horses on sherry, beautiful whales, six course dinners, and a trip around an earthquake simulator in Lisbon. That sounds like a week off to me, that.
That's all right, isn't it,
That's not too
eh?
bad. That's pretty nice. Awesome.
It's
So
all right.
there it is, the wonderful world of cruising. Andy, I think
Yeah.
we're going to be chatting to you next week, and we're going to review the year somewhat, aren't we?
Yeah, well, I think we'll have a little look back. It's been quite a year,
It's been
hasn't
pretty busy, hasn't it? Been pretty
it?
busy indeed. Andy,
Yeah.
you have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. See you later.
Take care, my friend. There he goes. Gary Barlow. Wow. Two shows he did. Awesome work. Next week, a review of 2022. Gary Barlow. Wow. Two shows he did. Awesome work. Next week, a review of 2022.
BBC.